WJQM DeForest Madison.
Buddy, not stop.
Every morning.
I just want to put it out there that Justin Bieber, you look like, crap.
He does not look good. I am sorry. You guys know I have a huge crush on him.
Ladies and gentlemen. Krista and the Morning Rush.
Snap picture.
Snap Instagram.
Right here.
On 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome to Krista the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We hope you had a fabulous weekend. I know we did. And I shook my booty on Friday night at the Roomba for Rainbow.
Yes, a lot of fun. I was only there for a little bit.
Yeah, Aaron decided to leave because he said there's no women here for me tonight.
No, I tried hitting on some girl from the senator's office, but it just didn't work out.
Not into the senator's office or senator's daughter?
There's a girl that works at the senator's office.
Yeah, okay. So
it's okay.
He had a jet and go to what, a local bar?
Yeah, no, I went and I bummed a smoke from someone at a local bar.
Very good.
I also got my new jeans this weekend, Shady.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, oh yeah, look at these. Yeah. They suck right now because they're so tight because it's raw denim.
Stretch, man.
Oh yeah, they got
he's not feeling good. He's not feeling good with that. So thanks to everyone who came out and supported. It's such a great cause to help stop child abuse in our community. So it was a great time, and thank you so much. I can't wait till next year. You guys, I found out that there's a brand new Halloween costume, especially for the ladies, that is being sold at Party City.
Oh yeah,
and it's genius. Okay. Say goodbye to the typical ghost costume. Now there's the ghosted Halloween costume.
That's great.
Dude, this is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Basically, it's just like a white dress for women to wear. And then it has like five different text messages that are like, hi, are you okay? Hi.
That's good. That's actually, that's really.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, that's really genius.
It's for $24. Yeah.
You know.
It's literally a piece of fabric.
That's a good sound.
With some questions on it. So, yeah, that'll be good.
Saw some weird Halloween costumes. I was in Michigan over the weekend. I saw some weird Halloween costumes in the Walmart over there.
Like, oh, you
really,
did?
Really weird. Yeah.
Like, example?
Like
those were just people that were at old Walmart. You know that, right? that was just people at Walmart.
The Walmart in Michiana. But no, there was this costume. It was like a half pizza, half bagel. It was like a pizza bagel.
Pizza bagel.
It? But it was like
how clever.
Like, why is that? Why are food items becoming Halloween costumes?
I don't know, man. Has anyone in this room decided what they're going to be this year?
Banana.
Yeah, I'm going to be the ghosted.
Okay.
Banana. I already know.
Yo, you're going to be a banana hammock.
Yep. I'm just going to be a banana.
Okay, so you just...
A hammock.
Okay. We'll paint you yellow, put you in a banana hammock, and bring you in. It's going to be a good time.
Dude, okay.
Good time.
That would be amazing.
I like that idea
a
lot better than the banana suit. I like the banana hammock and being painted yellow like a banana a lot
better.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll be at Freak Fest, and I think this would be a great costume for you to wear in front of everybody.
Freaky.
Especially when it's nice and cold out there in October.
Good. Yeah.
It'll be great.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm adequate. It's just cold outside.
You know? When are we going to go to Party City? So I'll get my ghosted. Aaron, what are you going to wear?
I don't know. I'm always Ebenezer Scrooge every year.
Don't be yourself. Come on.
Okay, I have a reason to not like Christmas.
Humbug.
Okay, I just don't like Christmas, Krista.
Don't be yourself.
Aw.
God, it's just coming. It's just bam, bam, boom, bam, boom,
bam. Krista's on one today.
Whatever.
I'm not happy with the fact that I thought it was going to be cold out today. No, it's going to be high of 75.
Ugh.
I am wearing hot, like tall boots and a long sleeve shirt. And socks.
You can pop off whatever clothes you want,
jeans.
Krista.
That's
okay
right.
With it.
Yeah, you can pop off whatever you want.
I'm already hot. This is ridiculous.
We know.
I know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hey, we're excited. Got a great show in store for you. Brand new second date update. WWE get you hooked up with that. By the way, congratulations to our boy, Mark Leminger. Kicked ass over the weekend, of course, at the Chosen Few Fighting Championships. I wasn't able to be there because Travis was on call, but I did see it on Instagram that he won.
Nice.
Of course he won.
That's awesome.
He's insane.
Good stuff. Yeah, he's beefy.
He's a
sure.
big dude. Yeah. So there you have it.
You're in her world now.
I'm the only person in the world who will tell you the real truth. Sure, you'll cry, but it's worth it.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Can I just say that we need a defroster for our bay window because I can't see our beautiful wooded area.
It's a little frosty outside right now.
Yeah. Do you want me to try to go on the outside?
And then and, wipe
and
it down?
Yeah, wipe it down
we'll
with my t-shirt.
Get your big squeegee.
Yeah, yeah. Can you
oh,
just...
Oh, squeegee? I love that word. Thank you.
Can you just go outside and climb the walls? Shady? No, Shady,
only
can
if
you
get me, hold on. Only if you
it.
get me a what?
Squeegee.
Thank you.
You're so excited for that word.
Oh my gosh.
I love the word squeegee.
You do?
Gosh. It's a good word.
That's
so
cute.
It's one of my favorite words.
Well, I can't wait to keep saying it then, too.
Oh,
it'll make you
I'm
happy
so happy
inside.
Today.
I know another word he likes.
3210931. Pick up the phone, ask your question. Text us at 30734. Hit us up on our snap line at jams931.
You could DM us on Facebook and Instagram. Also hit us up online at madtownjams.com. Sign up to be our next diva for a day or Woo! Win a flat screen TV, gaming console, and the latest version of Madden for making some fantasy football picks while you're making your Siri questions.
All right, we got a DM over Instagram from our girl Grace. Siri, my boyfriend is too much of a wimp to propose. What do you think about girls proposing to guys?
What do I think about girls proposing to guys? I say sure, whatever. Basically, you're just asking him to sign a contract together. Personally, I don't know why you want to marry a man you describe as a wimp, but to each their own. And if he ends up having a problem with you proposing to him, then at least you know he's not worth the effort. But I just had an idea. I think you should do one of those overly elaborate proposals that ends up being shared on Facebook by people I can't stand. Bake him a cupcake or something and hide the ring inside. That way, when he accidentally eats the ring, it is just like a funny sitcom.
I don't think
he'll
he'd stop,
start
though.
Choking, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, that happens to people all the time. Like, that happened to a friend of mine. She just ate the entire cupcake.
Yeah, I never
and
really
like, and he's like, there was
that.
A $2,000 ring in there, so.
Why do people ever put rings in food? That's so bad.
They're called foodies.
Yeah, but it's like, the Aww, chances foodies. Of them stopping eating in order to check if there's a ring in there, if they don't know.
I do that in every piece of food ever given to me, Shady. Yeah.
Oh,
and
you
I'm
check
yet
for
to
rings.
Find one in anything you've given to me.
Well, if you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
Oh, thank you, Beyonce.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Trademark that. Can you write that down and patent that,
yeah.
please? Put a ring on it.
Oh,
put a ring
she
on.
Didn't. Let's see. We got a text here from our Friends and Benefits member, Mallory. Says, Siri, now that summer is over, I can't really lay out and tan anymore. What do you think about tanning beds and all those kinds of things?
When I hear you asking me the question, what do I think about tanning beds? All I think is you're asking me what I think about you cooking yourself. I just don't get tanning in fall and winter. In summer, you see someone with a tan, and you think, oh, there's a person who spends their days outside and has a fun, active lifestyle. But when I see someone in October who got a tan, all I think is, wow, trying way too hard to look like they came fresh out of the microwave. How about you just don't worry about it? Or am I the only one who remembers Tan Mom?
Oh, Tan Mom. I remember Tan Mom. Yeah, it's funny because right before Roomba for Rainbow, I was like, I'm looking a little pasty for my gown. So
oh,
I went over to the local Sally's and bought myself some Body Drench self-tanner spray.
It's called Body Drench.
Yeah, it's
Jeez.
Awesome.
Oh, I bought something at Sally's on Friday, too. Oh,
What'd
my God.
What'd you buy?
I bought hair wax.
Oh, very good.
I'm sick of using paste to keep my hair up, so I'm using wax now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's some other products that I purchased that we'll talk off air.
We'll talk.
Oh, Huggies.
Wonderful.
Huggies. All right. We have a message here from Naomi. Oh, my gosh. Is this my girl, Naomi?
Just
no,
talking about her.
No. This
okay.
Separate Naomi.
Okay. Siri, whenever I make food, I always eat it all. Okay. How can I get some willpower to not eat everything put in front of me?
That's a good question.
Willpower? Someone please remind me what I like and find that in again. So you're shoving food into you by the shovel full, and you want to know what to do about it. Well, is making smaller meals out of the question? Or maybe healthier choices when you make food? No one complains that they ate too much kale salad. But here is the best advice I can give you. From now on, whenever you're eating, just turn the TV to The Biggest Loser and imagine yourself on that show. Sorry, was that not cool to say in 2018? Who cares? Fight me.
Siri clearly doesn't care.
Kale salad, gross.
I like kale.
I like kale. I like. Do you like arugula?
I
Shady?
Do. Oh, Shady?
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of lettuce?
Isn't
Shady?
Arugula like
it's
looks like
it's
it looks
thin
like a bay
and
leaf.
And bitter.
It's like a bay leaf kind of. Yeah. No. Arugula.
They call it rocket in other countries.
Do you like perhaps just a standard leaf out in the forest?
I like some. I like some good leaves. We got a question over Facebook.
I know
here
you do.
Maurice, Siri, I'm in high school and my math teacher doesn't like me and it shows. Ooh, ouch. How can I deal with a teacher who is a bully? Aw, Siri.
Oh, bad.
Okay, this is a super important question.
High school sucks enough with all the social anxiety and your scary ass hormones blowing up all over the place. The last thing you need is a teacher like that. Which, by the way, if that teacher is listening, f*** you. Your teacher sounds like the kind of person who never mentally left high school. They are in their 40s and trying both be 16. Now you can complain, and I'm sure you can move classes if you want. But the best thing you can ever do is work hard and get out of that place. Then 10 years from now, when you're making your six-figure salary, you can go back and let her know exactly how sad of a person she is.
There you go. Look at that.
True story. There, I can't say who she is. Not that she's listening, because she doesn't live here. But I had a teacher actually in college that they had to bring, I don't know, it was like a psychiatrist or someone to bring in and talk to us females in class, because she treated the ladies a lot worse than she did the guys. So there was some sort of like... So, of course, she was the only teacher to give me a B out of all the A's I received graduating. Just putting out there.
Well, Dr. Bartel gave you some things better than B's, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You although, you don't ever want to get like a D in school.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I see a couple nice D's
you're
in here.
So dumb. You're gonna say look at us.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second.
Nah, let's go back where it all started.
Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
Danny.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Shady, here we are once again, a second date update.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of easy to get that first date, but getting that second date is hard because the first person might be like, woo, that first date was awesome. And then other person's like, no, it wasn't. And then, you know, and then they don't communicate. And it's called ghosting.
Yeah. And then you're just left there, you know, thinking your mind is racing. Why do I suck? Why do suck?
Like, why me?
It's sad. Well, today she might be thinking exactly that. We've got Lisa on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay, but I could be better.
Well, want to tell us what's going on? How was your date with a lovely boy that you went out with? What was his name?
Darren.
Gotcha. So how was your guy's date? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I thought the date was really good. He is the brother of one of my girlfriends, and so it wasn't like a total blind date. You know, I'd seen him. I thought he was cute. And my girlfriend knew both of our personalities, obviously. And she was like, you guys, I just feel like you would really, you know, mesh well together. And so she kind of fixed us up. We went out. It was a really good date. Like, we ended up back at my place, right? Mm-hmm. We played video games. We're into a lot of the same things. Yeah. And we just kind of hung out. It was very chill. He kissed me. And it was nice. It was like really nice. And then I waited and didn't hear from him and texted him, didn't hear from him. And I don't know what the deal is. I mean, he kissed me. Huh. We hung out. I don't get it.
That's weird.
How long how long have you guys known each other since, you know, his sister is like one of your good girlfriends?
Well, I've known his sister for a while, but I just met him not that long ago.
Oh, okay.
And so, I mean, we didn't really know each other very well. It's not like I saw him at a couple of events, a couple parties, but this was the first time that we really like went on an actual date together.
Yeah. We were like, God, he oddly looks like one of my best friends who is super hot. All right. Well, how long has it been since you last spoke to Darren?
It's been 5 days, so I'm getting a little...
Poor girl. I don't know. Yeah. Sounds like it went well.
Right. I don't know why he might not. Maybe he broke his phone or something. We'll find out for you.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're going to give Darren a call and find out. Are you ready, girl?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Darren?
Yeah, who's this?
Shady, give it to him.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Darren, we have, I don't know if you heard of us, we're out of a little radio station here in Madison called 93.1 Jams, and we're famous for something we like to do called Second Date Update. We go ghost hunting, and Darren, you are the ghost, my man. We're taking an interest in your personal life. Why did you ghost lovely Lisa? What's going on? Why'd you leave her on hanging, man? What's happening?
Sorry, I'm on the radio right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Darren.
Okay.
Hi. Cool. Lisa. Okay. Well, I mean, the date was good. We had a good date, except, I went to her house and it smelled weird, like really weird, like overpoweringly weird,
like dead body.
not like rot, but like sort of like copper something like
that
really
coppery, sulfury kind of. Yeah, I know.
Like a weird. I didn't know. Had no idea what it was, and wow. I got in, and I eventually kind of got used to it, and I was like, I don't know, whatever. But then, you know, we're having a good time. We played some video games. We, we kissed a little bit. Ram. And I went up to the kitchen to get something to eat. And I looked in the pantry, and it was filled with glass jars that looked like, I don't know, man. It looked like they had blood in them.
Wait, what?
Floating in them.
Okay.
I didn't know what it was. I was just... I was perturbed.
A joke? I like that name. Oh my God, I haven't heard that word since my grandmother, so thank you for using that word. So, wait a minute. You walk into her house and you say it smells like copper. What does copper smell like? Shady, you're like,
nasty,
yeah, I know
so
that smell.
That nasty smell that it kind of...
You know, like you eat a penny when you're little?
Yeah,
it's
well...
that kind of smell.
It kind of makes you want to, you know... have some emesis going, you know.
Yeah. Oh, emesis.
That's a word I learned the other day. That's the technical term for vomit.
Very good.
So,
okay. And then, Darren, you just decided to nonchalantly go into her cupboards, which is a little weird.
I mean, said I was going to the kitchen to get something to eat.
Right.
I love that.
That's
explore.
Where you go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess. And then you found jars. All right. You know what? I'm really curious because it sounds a little nasty.
If you pay attention to our second date update segment, you will know that Lisa is on the other line. Lisa, what do you got in these jars, girl?
Okay. First of all, it's not nearly as creepy as you made it sound, Darren. I can tomatoes. I jar them. That's what I do.
Hilarious. So.
That explains the copper smell.
There, I have a garden, and I have a ton of them, and I just, you know, I jar them like people used to do because it's a great thing to have. And maybe I did jar them that day earlier, so my house probably smelled like the tomatoes that I was, you know, jarring, and they're not organs inside of my pantry.
They kind of look like it, though. You got to admit that tomatoes kind of look like organs in a jar.
So, Lisa, I'm just curious. So, are you just a big fanatic? Do you eat everything tomatoes?
Usually it's pickles. I love tomatoes.
Tomatoes are good for
That's
you,
That's so
too.
Cute.
Got those antioxidants and everything.
Yeah. Well, she can make some good, you know, bruschetta.
Right?
She can make some tomato sauce.
I make my own sauce.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Darren, I was going to make it for you, but apparently, you know, you'd rather eat copper pennies. So.
I mean,
hey, I'm all for being cooked for. That's totally fine with me.
He just didn't know what was in the jars, girl. I think it was a miscommunication of a...
A little warning goes a long way.
Yeah.
Well, he could have asked me what it was.
Yeah, I mean, he could have.
Well,
no, I don't know,
Shady. I feel like there's a second date here.
How about you use those tomatoes to cook him some nice pasta, and you guys try this out again, and you show him how you can the tomatoes, and maybe you guys can tomatoes together, so you guys could experience that experience so he knows and understands the smells.
Or maybe you could just get some Febreze
or
next
time. You know.
I would be willing to.
Oh, thank you.
Look at that. It's a canning farming day.
Awesome.
That's so awesome.
Good. Well, enjoy this time together making whatever you make with tomatoes. And
Can it and send it to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shady, I might make you a tomato pie.
Oh, that sounds good.
No, it doesn't.
I'm a fan.
No, it doesn't.
Tomato pie.
I'm a fan of that.